Reliable socioeconomic and political practices have jeopardized our society. In the face of these affairs, which have kept our society at the brink of collapse, information remains the deal breaker. Foundation Radio, in its strive to remain the voice of the voiceless, has embarked on the incisive investigative reporting and analysis to reshape our society and give it a moral face. Join our reporters in the news magazine program News Extra, a one-hour news production intended to uncover striking societal concerns and demystify them. Get the deepest understanding about your economic, political, and sociocultural issues in News Extra.
Hello there, welcome to this very special edition of News Extra on Foundation Radio. Foundation Radio broadcast on FM 100 in Bamenda, northwest region of Cameroon. Cameroon is boiling, bridges are collapsing, memos and counter memos are questioning the hold tight attitude of President Paul Biya, who has been in power for close to 34 years now, at a time when common law lawyers have addressed him a memorandum and are in for an indefinite strike action if the worries listed therein are not addressed. That is the special package in this edition of News Extra you can't afford to miss. So stay tuned. First things first, let's have a retrospective of the major news happenings of the week, monitored and presented to us by Priscilla Ninge.
In the Northwest region, the week began with information that three new classrooms had been offered to Government Secondary School Corp in Dogger Mountain Division by Intelligent Association. Credit unions in the country organized several activities that ended with the International Credit Union Day on October 22, 2016. Meanwhile, credit unions affiliated to the Renaissance Cooperative Credit Union, Cameroon Rekokem, celebrated the International Credit Union Day on October 20. The governor of the region, Adolphe Lafrique, on his part, revealed that there was no clean spot in Bamenda. This, after a surprise visit to hospitals, schools, some funds policies, amongst others. Following a surprise inspection visit, 3 months after the Keep Bamenda Clean title contest was launched, a joint communique from the leadership of the Constituent Association of Common Law Lawyers resolved to continue the strike action indefinitely after a meeting in Boya on Thursday, October 20. Still in the course of the week, Bamenda was chosen to host the finals of the 2016 edition of the Music Star Festival organized by Brasseries du Cameroun. A further workshop to map out campaign strategies to prevent the spread of malaria in Cameroon also rounded off in Bamenda this week. Nationally, a campaign was organized to seek ways of reducing early and forced marriages in Cameroon. This was by the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family, UNICEF, and the United Nations Population Fund. The FAC Foundation Orphanage, also known in French as Fondation Famille Chrétienne, received a consignment of gifts from the Marians Association that translates female staff of the French Embassy and Cultural Center. A workshop to strategically relaunch competition in the poultry sector also took place. This was from contributions from the Ministries of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries and those from the Cameroon Interprofessional Poultry Council. A number of travelers who flooded Cameral to travel by train due to the breaking of the road linking Douala and Yaoundé were also reported to be dead. Out of Cameroon this week, the 21 schoolgirls who had been kidnapped by the Islamist group Boko Haram in Chibok were reunited with their families. A U.S. NGO worker who had been seized along with his two guards was killed in western Niger. South Sudan's sacked President Riek Machar also fled the country in August, vowed to return, and said his credibility was intact. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said he would not accept election results if he was defeated. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza, on his part, signed into law a measure that pulls the country out of the International Court of Law, the ICC. The decision by Burundi was followed by South Africa. In sports this week, two Cameroonian players, Samuel Etofis and Benjamin Mukanjo, were listed among 30 others for the 2016 Africa Player of the Year award. Cameroon was programmed also to play alongside Gabon, Burkina Faso and Guinea-Bissau in the 2017 May category in Group A. Those are some of the main points that made news this week.
What are Cameroonian common law lawyers up to? Are they really fighting for their rights, or they simply want to exploit such an opportunity as what some now consider as a subterfuge to cause a modification of the state structure of Cameroon? We are going to allow the main actors and protagonists speak, and at the end, dear listeners, you make your judgment. Barrister Bobka Harmony is the president of the Northwest Lawyers Association, NOELA, in collaboration with the leaders of the FACO, MEME and MANU Lawyers Association, and on behalf of their colleagues, so he claims, caught the strike. He now outlines the motivation behind their latest action.
Our common law, which is even cherished by Francophones, has so much been eroded that we now find ourselves with a specie of law that is an endangered specie in the Cameroon legal system. This is the reason that motivated us to call for the first time in the history of this country, we called for a Cameroon Common Law Lawyers Conference in May 2015. At that conference, we came out with resolution to stem the erosion of the common law and to reverse those that had already been eroded. We served government with it. Government has given us a deaf ear. As gentlemen, the typical Anglo-Saxon people do not go to the streets to fight until you have pushed them to the wall and pushed them off the wall. We went again this year in February in Boya in our second conference, and we came out with declarations which were like reminders to the government that you need to act on our resolutions we made in Bamenda the year before. This again has fallen on deaf ears. When I just returned from the States, I was not quite from vacation, it's not quite 3 weeks. My colleagues reminded me, because of our involvement in the Common Law Council, and then the fact that the Common Law Council seemed to not have the steam that our lawyers in our constituent associations expect. That is, the FACO Lawyers Association, the MEME Lawyers Association, the Northwest Lawyers Association and the Manu Lawyers Association. So we now decided to come because the Common Law Conference is a conference that is draws its membership from this, our association. We decided, since we have our electoral mandate, to take our responsibilities and be accountable to our members. We met on the 6th of October and took some critical decisions after reviewing the attitude of government since May 2015. And we're not asking much. And if you don't mind, it's critical because we are lawyers because we serve a public, that is our clientele. This is not a business for us lawyers alone. I can also decide to be a motor spare part trader and I'll have money. I can decide to do farming and I'll have money. But in this fight for the security of the common law, it is a partnership of lawyers and the entire West Cameroon community. And this is what we said to government, that we extend our patience, albeit non-elastic, to call on Your Excellency, that is the head of state, to set up an ad hoc commission to respond to our Bamenda resolutions of 9th May 2015 and the Boyer Declaration of 13th February 2016 regarding the erosion of the common law. Your Excellency should also take disposition to redeploy all common law magistrates from La République du Cameroun back to West Cameroon and redeploy all the francophones, because that is the methodology for eroding the common law. They bring their personnel here, they talk in French, they apply their French law, so we have asked that they should remove them. We did it before and succeeded, and we are going to succeed this time. Because the Procureur General, who told us that there is nothing like common law, when we took our stand, he was removed and sent to Ngaoundéré. And our Anglophone brother who was in Ngaoundéré was brought to Bamenda. We are saying now that we do not want piecemeal transfers. We want a total deployment. Let people go. Let's put square pegs in square holes and round pegs in round holes. This is what we want for the security of the common law. Because we have had this experience of being snubbed, we have decided to indicate the seriousness of this disposition now by embarking on a strike that is renewable. And any blackleg will be named and shamed, not only by their peers, lawyers, they will be named and shamed by the public.
Hardly had the strike run for a week when cracks and dissenting voices emerged from the apparently united common law lawyers. The first came from the representative of the president of the General Assembly of the Bar for the Southwest Region, Barrister John Kameni, claiming to be acting on behalf of the president of the Bar General Assembly, Barrister Tumfo Nico Hale. He issued a statement dissociating the Bar Association from the action organized by some Anglophone colleagues. This came as a hurricane that has seemingly divided the common law lawyers since then. And the greatest casualty seems to have been Barrister Tumfo Nico Hale, whom some lawyers now accuse of having betrayed their cause. They, firstly, question why he delegated his powers to Barrister John Kameni. They, secondly, question his good faith following the rapidity with which he replaced Barrister Bobga Harmony as his Northwest representative. Following this imbroglio, Barrister Bobga Harmony issued a release resigning his position. He was replaced by Barrister Ngeg John Gala. So angry were the lawyers that they called on Senior Barrister Tumfo Nico Hale to issue them an apology. This may have been the essence of a disclaimer sent out by Barrister Nico Hale, now read to us in its entirety by Staff Lady Ranibel Sato.
Cameroon Bar Association General Assembly, the President of General Assembly, formal disclaimer. Reaching to the request of a few of my colleagues of the Bar Association, I take the liberty to present our apologies to all common law advocates following the communique sent out by my Southwest representative, purportedly stating that the General Assembly of the Bar Association dissociates itself from the Pacific Hanging of Ropes organized by some Anglophone colleagues. This, in reality, was not the case, as it was a personal message of Barrister Kameni John and not coming from the President of the General Assembly. However, Barrister Kameni John had rectified the message and I had considered it closed. I am therefore surprised that this is coming up again. On the heels of the above, we wish to present our apologies on behalf of Barrister Kameni John. Nevertheless, I rest attached to the values of peace and the respect for dissenting opinions in the face of all situations if we are Democrats. Done in Douala on the 20th of October 2016. Signed, Nico Hale, President General Assembly, Cameroon Bar Association.
That is from Barrister Tumfo Nico Hale himself, a common law lawyer and president of the General Assembly of the Cameroon Bar Association. Was the disclaimer an indirect apology? We will get that from the lawyers in a subsequent edition. Are they satisfied or not? That only the lawyers can tell us. Anyway, another group of lawyers led by the newly appointed Northwest representative of the President of the General Assembly of the Bar, Barrister Nge John Gala, later withdrew from the strike, as declared in a press conference. The press conference that held on Wednesday, October 19, at the Northwest Court of Appeal had other front organizers, including Barrister Amazi Anthony, Barrister Manka Rosaline, and Barrister Ate Jacob. News Extra was present and now serve you excerpts, starting with Barrister Nge John Gala.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have decided to offer this press briefing following the strike that the lawyers were holding tight to it, and we think that the press briefing is very, very important. I want to first start by saying that I'm offering this press briefing as a senior barrister in the region. First of all, I don't want to represent at this level the President of the General Assembly, because he has to get the mandate of the General Assembly to react. This is an issue that touches and concerns us. Now, we started this strike and the issues were narrowed. They were professional. But in the midst of time, we have discovered an infiltration into the strike, an infiltration of tendencies that are not they are not coherent. They are not concordant with our unity. We have discovered things that can bring disorder. And I think that the lawyer is a man of legality. As a man of legality, if you start a process and you discover that it is not exactly what you intended, you have to move away from it. So we have decided in this press briefing to say that we are disassociating ourselves to any call for any secessionist concepts in this strike. The lawyer strike was a professional strike. It had the principal issues in it, like the translation of the Ohada Uniform Acts, and we had assurances that the translation was already going on. So we haven't seen some infiltration into this strike. We think that we need to call our colleagues to order. We sit back and retrace the track and make an assessment and know whether we are really doing what we're supposed to do, because there is danger, because we think we are on the road and the actual actors are in the bush.
When you say danger, what danger?
Yes, I say danger because for those of you, I am seeing a lot of young faces here, for those old people who have been in this town since the 90s, in the whole of this Northwest, when you start talking about secession in anything, you are exposing the common man to risk. For you and I, we can be able to escape. Our children cannot escape, our mothers cannot escape, and the experience that we have is not the experience that we can allow. We want people to get into a situation conscious of what can happen. And so if the lawyers were asking for, they had a professional problem, a political problem, should not come in and overtake the original concept of the strike.
So we are talking about common law.
Yes.
And are you distancing yourself that the Anglophones are not members of the common law?
The Anglophones are members of the common law. I am a born member of the common law. But take it from me, I am a Cameroonian. And so anything that wants to destroy the unity of Cameroon, that wants to put away other Cameroonians from this union, I think there is a problem there. And we have to look at it. As Cameroonians, as Anglophones in the union, we have our problems. But those problems cannot be solved by a divorce.
I am talking of the state and things and tracks and so on. Who is behind it? What is in the track? And who are those behind you?
Yes. I want to let you gentlemen know that there are tracks that have come from abroad, particularly from Belgium. Congratulatory messages from Belgium. We are striking here in the Northwest. We are striking in the Southwest, and we have congratulatory messages from Belgium. I don't understand what the people in the diaspora, they are talking. They are already referring to us as La République of Southern Cameroons or Ambazonia. I think there, if you don't want to interpret the problem, I tell you that from that type of documentation, there is already a problem.
But Mr., why are you holding this conference behind bars?
I don't understand what you mean by behind. This is a public place. This is the Court of Appeal of the Northwest Region. I am not holding this conference in a bar in Cow Street. I'm not holding it in some isolated place in Songwa. I'm not holding it somewhere in Bafut. I am holding it off station where all the security, all the public offices in this region are located.
Congratulatory messages from Belgium. Are there any lawyers in the Northwest Region who are part of it?
Good. That is a good question. And let me start. The second publication to this, to the extension of the strike, started with an expression that, if you like, I give it to you in full. But if you can permit, it says La République, La République, which we understand to mean the French-speaking part of Cameroon, should remove its installations from the Southern Cameroons. I think that is not what we wanted. If we start that way, we cannot get to what we wanted.
And who signed that communique?
That tracts are not signed, and tracts are the most dangerous things in every rebellion. Tracts are not signed.
Should a tract from Belgium
what is happening to
make the lawyers panic in the Northwest?
No, I am not distancing myself from what is happening to my colleagues in the Southwest. The common law problem is different from the Southern Cameroon's concept.
Barrister, what have you to say if you are this allegation that the Assembly has betrayed the common law lawyers? You are championing the case of a transgression of an Ohada Act, which is not a lone issue at stake.
Yes, that is good. When you start a problem and you are in a process of getting progressive results, you evaluate. But if you start writing, for instance, a composition on a specific topic, and you suddenly go out of it, you get the wrong marks. You get a fail mark.
Some of your colleagues in the Southwest will talk of betrayal. we have a similar press briefing in the Southwest region going on at this point in time?
That is exactly why I am talking in my private capacity.
Do you have a senior colleague like you in the Southwest that is
there is a senior John Kameni is in the Southwest. He is more vulgar than me, and he is going to, if he has not gathered and summoned courage to do his press briefing, he will definitely be doing that, because he has even been going ahead of me. He is maintaining his position from the beginning of the strike.
But you have an association. Why do you single out yourself to react?
That is wonderful.
You are operating on that organized bar council. Why do you single out yourself to react?
Which association are you talking about?
We're talking about the Cameroon Bar Council.
You're talking about the Cameroon Bar Council.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you have a Batonier in the Northwest.
No. There is a representative of the Batonier.
Who holds the mandate of the lawyers?
He holds an executive mandate of the lawyers. But it does not exclude a lawyer from expressing his personal opinion. And I think that my personal opinion is the opinion of so many people that I have sampled their opinion, and they are merely afraid because it starts by one man and the rest of the people will follow.
So you want to bail the cat?
I am taking responsibility.
Have you taken time to contact other lawyers to know about your position?
I say I have sampled, which means I have contacted, except I am...
Thank you.
Well, barrister, please, I just a little worry that I have. Maybe it's because of hearing impairment, but just to cross-check something, you talk about cessation, you talk about a document which is coming from a certain Belgium, and this document is supposed to be promoting ideas of cessation. Please, can you help me understand where the common lawyer comes in as far as that document is concerned?
Yes, I have. I think I will reiterate that if you have time and you read through the document, you realize that it is not written by a street gentleman in Belgium. And for it to be circulating at this time, when the lawyers are striking and talking almost the same language of the lawyers, there is a problem. We should block the enemy from coming in.
His colleagues, including senior barrister Amazia Anthony, Manka Rosaline, and Ate Jacob respectively, buttressed the points raised by their learned colleague.
Gentlemen and ladies of the press, I have listened to my son John Gala, barrister John Gala, talk. I thought I should only chip in one word. You see, the fight of the lawyers practicing the common law, operating in the area where the common law is supposed to apply, has been our fight for a long time. I think I have singled out myself a long time ago not to be part of anything that has to do with Ohada, which has triggered this present trouble. Because this present trouble started on the fact that we wanted the Ohada documents translated. And to show you how some of us have gone about it, many years ago, I said that Ohada ought not to be applicable in the common law area, because Ohada was 97% French law, and that the common law had no place in the Ohada text. But many people did not look at it the way I was talking. The present people complaining today about Ohada were going to Kribi after every 2 weeks to learn Ohada. Most of those complaining today were resource person for Ohada at Kribi. I can tell you, and proudly so, that over and over, various batoniers have asked me to attend those seminars, and I said I will never attend any Ohada seminar because I don't believe in it. Right now, we are back to what I was saying, that let us be careful about this Ohada business because it did not raise, it did not recognize the nature of our country, and that it was going to bring trouble. Now, the trouble has come, and it is part and parcel of the strike action taken by the lawyers. You see, what I'm trying to say is that if we started by complaining about Ohada, we are now complaining about many, many other things. Anglophone Cameroonians, that is those born in the Northwest and Southwest, they have a right to complain about 101 things in Cameroon. But I want to appeal to my colleagues, the lawyers. We started the strike. We are on the seventh day today. And you see the evolution. Every day there are new developments. I think, want you people to get me very clear, I think we ought to call off the strike, reassemble under the banner of the Cameroon Common Law Society. That is the legitimate organ in charge of the common law. We reunite and put our eggs in one basket and re-examine our strategies and see where to move from here to the next step. Because my fear is, we found ourselves in a strike. There was no conference of common law members of the Cameroon Common Law Society. It is moving. Some people are leaders, yes, elected one way or the other. But there is the absence of coordination. That is why I listened to one of you here talking of dissenting voices in Southwest or something like that. But if we came together and we agreed on what to do, we will pursue it unanimously. We will say the strike will go on for 1 month, and all of us will know that we are locking our offices and going to stay in our houses for the strike, and we'll go on for 1 month. Because the job of a common law lawyer is not just that of going to court. Legal drafting and other things are functions of the common law lawyer. All right, we are saying we are on strike because we are not going to court. Are the lawyers not drafting deeds in their chambers?
Yes.
Those are things, if we sat as a whole and we agreed, we shall say nobody should open his office. Nobody should do this. But we went into a strike without any plan. Some leader said, let's start the strike tomorrow. We started. I want to be frank to you. Many, many lawyers did not know that the strike has started, and they don't know when it will end. What is the danger? The danger is twofold. There will be infiltration into the rank and file of the lawyers, and you will find the lawyers, some dissenting and some wanting to go on with the strike. In the end, the whole thing will collapse. So, you people of the press, if you were to buy the idea I am saying, that let us call off the strike. Let us get back into a meeting and agree on what to do to protect the common law. When you say that, you are going to call buy and sell arms. Buy and sell arms of which town? Are you sure you are going to get the buy and sell arms of whom? Nkambe, Kumbo, Mbengui by your side here? You may get the buy and sell arms of Bamenda. How long are you going to keep those buy and sell arms on a strike together with you? They will soon start complaining, the whole thing will go down. So my appeal to my colleagues is that now is the right time for the common law lawyers to call off their strike action and rethink. Hold a meeting, a general assembly meeting of all those practicing the common law, and agree on what we want, what exactly are the demands. How do we want to go about the demands? What do we do? When do we do it? So that there is proper timetable for everybody to sit up. It should not be a matter of calling them, so X is Judas Iscariot. I saw in my very good newspaper, my friends of the Post, they branded some lawyers as Judas Iscariot. Those things don't help. We will have no Judas Iscariot if we agreed exactly on what to do and when to do it. So mine is an appeal for common sense. Let us not get ourselves into things that are not of immediate importance.
The lawyers practicing in the Northwest and Southwest region are common law lawyers. In fact, we have realized that the common law is being eroded in every sphere. And so, the organizers of this strike, even though the opinion of all the lawyers was not sought, they went ahead, organized the strike, and in fact, some of us were in support of the strike because we realized there is really something wrong with the common law. When we talk of translation of OHADA, I had an opportunity of working on the OHADA text, the various uniform acts, and the civil law that obtains in the French-speaking part of the country. When you put the two together, you realize that what is OHADA today is actually civil law-oriented. There is nothing of common law in it. And when we talk even of OHADA, we have the CIMA code. There is equally a language problem. And in the CIMA code, when you look at Article 61, they say the working language of the CIMA code is French. That is really contrary to the norms in our society, especially our grand norm, the Constitution. We are a bilingual country, and to adopt a law that says that the working language of that law is French, I think that is violating the rights of the common law lawyers. The strike, we have a right to strike, and we have been on it. The problem at this level is, I'm afraid some people are infiltrating this strike. Because as my senior colleague Boris Tangala said, we now see tracts of secession. And I start wondering whether this is a common law strike or it is a secessionist strike. And if it is a common law strike, I believe we should really come back to the house, sit and tidy up our house. Even if we are going in for a strike for 1 month, that will be an affair of the lawyers. If we are going out for 2 months, that will be an affair of the lawyers. And we leave the other groups out of it. Our problem is to protect our common law heritage by bringing in those secessionist tendencies. How do we protect our common law heritage? So we bite so many things at once and we might not be able to chew. And I think if we go gradually, at the end of the day, we'll be able to realize something. And so I'm appealing that we should, as lawyers, come back to our house, map a way forward, and then we'll see what to do. Thank you very much. I'm Dr. Barrister Manka Roslin.
I'm Barrister Ate Jacob. To take the cue from my colleagues, I would want to stress that when initially we conceived this idea of protecting the common law, it was for us to map our strategies on how to protect the common law in a bijural and bilingual Cameroon. That was the initial concept, not the issue of some infiltration. Because when you go through the lawyers forum, unfortunately you may not have the opportunity to belong to the lawyers forum, you see people making insinuations as to the state of southern Cameroons, the southern Cameroons bar. The question I ask is, which one comes first? Is it the state of southern Cameroons, as they're preaching, that comes first, or the institutions of the state that come first before they? So you see, there's a nuance there.
In spite of this position, the leadership of the Constituent Association of the Cameroon Common Law Lawyers have vowed to maintain their strike, subject only to a majority decision of the executive of their constituent associations on a date yet to be announced. Meanwhile, an earlier call by them for other Anglophone pressure groups, including civil society organizations, may meet a stone wall. Some of these trade unions are already dissociating themselves from any such cause. the president of the Coalition of Civil Society and Trade Unions Organizations for the Northwest Region, Awa Kletus, organized a press briefing to this effect on Friday, October 21st. This is his position.
We have called this press conference of today to clear the air on a prevailing issue which is circulated all over the country, that the Coalition of Civil Society Organization Cameroon has liaised with the SCNC pressure group to carry out actions or projects of cessation. So we have called this press conference to clear the air on that, because it is totally defamatory to our noble organization, because we are a collection of organizations of the civil society with our objective clearly stated in line with conventional responsibilities of a civil society organization. I wish to declare that we are non-military, we are non-governmental, we are non-political. We are an association of the civil society in its real form, solely to represent the civil interest of the society. And you will agree with us that the civil society constitutes an integral majority of the population of every country. And so we have that obligation to liaise this population who, as I mentioned before, are non-political, they are non-governmental and non-military, to intermediate with the other stakeholders that they must associate or live with in the society in bringing forward their own aspirations to the other stakeholders of the society. And so it is our responsibility to clear the air on these rumors being propagated all over the country that the Coalition of Civil Society Organization Cameroon has gone into an accord with the SCNC pressure group, whose major objective is that of cessation, to destabilize the security of the country. We want to clear the air on that. Thank you very much. Yes, it has been made all over, and because even within the ranks of administration, we have been called to find out that we had a meeting. Normally, we had a meeting recently with some lawyers who are carrying out their strike action of the common law system. We believe it is maybe in line with that, that the allegations now broke out, because they have been on a strike action, and then within the course of their strike action, they made a publication on the social media and everywhere that they were to liaise with trade organizations and organizations of the civil society to lend support to their cause, and which, of course, recently they invited us to their meeting, which we attended. But that was not the topic of this discussion. That was not the cause of our meeting. Okay. Yes, and that is, I think that is an issue, because during the meeting, we were very categorical. We were not against the lawyers in their cause. We were totally in support of one of the causes which they presented to us, which had to do with their demand for the immediate translation of the Ohada law to English, and not by the government of Cameroon, but by the Council of Ministers that established the Ohada law for the Ohada member countries, which we found very pertinent, because this issue is in violation, the non-translation of that is in violation of the preamble of our Cameroon constitution, which makes Cameroon a bijural nation in its legal nature, and subsequently a bilingual country, which means the government ought not to have, first of all, ratified that international convention without ascertaining that it doesn't conflict on the Constitution of the Republic of Cameroon, which is the mother law document of the country from which other laws draw aspirations. But then we are saying that we caution that that kind of an advocacy, but same time we are advising that the lawyers should be well constituted and should take a legal approach in making that demand, and they will have our support, because we are a legally operating organization and we want to operate within the confines of the law. But any issue of maybe some fractions of some of the lawyers whose ideology is that of the SCNC or secession should be distinguished from what is actually civic and cuts across the industry of the legal advocates to that of the civil society, which we can give our support to. Get the point. I have explained our objective as a civil society and what a civil society is conventionally. If we are apolitical, we are non-governmental, we are non-military, we should be in our real form. And we are not against the SCNC in their own drive, but we want to declare that we are not part of them. We want to be clear because the objective of our organization, the mandate on which we are from the civil society, doesn't give us as leaders that latitude to make such, even if it was our personal convictions or aspirations, for us to get into that objective, which is out of our objective of functioning, warrants that we call general assemblies of our affiliate organizations and put that as a new objective we are introducing. Let them vote for it, and so that we now accept it and we take on it, and let it be that we are not acting ultra virus. We are acting in line with the aspirations of the people who mandated us to lead them. Think as concerns that too. It is also a pertinent issue, because Cameroon being a bilingual country means that, be it a magistrate or whosoever, if you are to be put at a position of authority to deliver judicial services, you should be able to deliver the judicial services satisfactorily to Cameroonians in both languages. There shouldn't be the problem of Anglophone, Francophones. If you are a Francophone who is not very bilingual and cannot satisfactorily work and also in line with the law that governs, because Cameroon, being a bijura nature, has automatically two legal systems, the common law system and the civil law system. It means we, as a civil society, we don't care who ever sits to deliver justice for the common law or the civil law, be it a Francophone or an Anglophone, provided justice is satisfactorily delivered to the society. Which means if a Francophone is there to deliver justice, it should be a Francophone of capacity and should be able to communicate well in English and should be able to apply the common law within this jurisdiction for which the common law was established according to the constitution of our country. Even the issue of strike, we are saying that we are legally constituted, and we want them because the lawyers are in many different factions. And we expect a better example from the industry of legal minds that they are. They should equally be legally constituted. And if they have to get into a strike action, they should follow the prescriptions of the law, actually declaring their strike action like we do severally too of the civil society. And if they declare their strike action and they are invited for negotiation, our expectation too is that they should go to the negotiation table, and if their problems are actually solved, the problem for which they were threatening a strike action, then they should stop their strike action and collaborate with the government. But then, if their problem is not solved, they should resist. But I repeat again, if it is a problem of secession, we are not a party to it. But a problem to right any wrong within the legal industry, and that affects the common interest of the civil society, we can guarantee the public and the society and the lawyers that they will have our support.
Listeners, you got it all. You can now make your judgment who is on the right path of posterity. Only time will tell. It is time we visit the newsstands for some other happenings of the week. As recounted by our colleagues of the print media, Wunja Leslie now presents News Extra's weekly press review.
Thanks for respecting the rendezvous once again. This week, the Times Journal newspaper gives us this story captioned President Paul Biya's painful end of reign unfolds. In this story, the paper reports that the atmosphere in Cameroon could make things very difficult for President Paul Biya. It has been reported that the President of the Republic, who remained in Europe after the United Nations General Assembly, is now in Switzerland, apparently on a holiday. The paper writes that the said holiday is witnessing some setbacks as a group of Cameroonians in Europe have been demonstrating in front of the Intercontinental Hotel where he is lodging to force his return home. These protesters said President Paul Biya was squandering taxpayers' money and they have promised on social media and other networks to make life difficult for him in Europe. The Times Journal also reports that the climate back home is not the best as many incidents unfold in the country, including the fact that the people of Lekki, who were strongly behind President Paul Biya offering him a machet as a present during his campaign in that area, are now against him. The Guardian Post newspaper reports that government has embarked on a mass importation of over 2 million chicken as well as eggs to ensure the availability of the protein source in the market. The Rambler newspaper tells us that the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famen Dongo, has decried low level of professionalization of university teaching in Cameroon, currently pegged at 4.3%. This pronouncement by the minister was made during a three-day second national expert work group on alignment of professionalization of university teaching in the country at the Yaoundé National Advanced School of Engineering, ENSPE. Cameco launches flight to Bamenda soon, writes the Guardian Post newspaper. Though Transport Minister Edgar Allain and Cameco's General Manager Dikum Enes did not give details as to when the company will move flights to Bamenda, the Guardian Post records that the move is already being saluted by a majority of Northwesterners. Those were some of the major stories which caught the attention of the papers. But before we go, let's get this feature story from the Guardian Post. Guys, do you find it difficult getting a compliment which is going to make a girl or a woman feel as if she's the only one in the world? Here are some compliments girls cannot resist. Girls find it difficult to resist compliments like, "You're hilarious. I always learn so much from you. You've got so nice ears, lips, teeth, and hair. I trust you implicitly. You're not like everyone else. You're good at what you do in career and hobby. You're my favorite person to spend time with." That was it for some of the major stories which caught the attention of the print media this week. Get the rendezvous next week on what the papers will have to say.
Thanks for all the moral support from the entire News Extra crew. It was former U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt who said, I quote, "In our personal ambitions, we are individualists, but in our seeking for economic and political progress as a nation, we all go up or else we all go down as one people." That may just be valid for our country, Cameroon. Same time next week, same frequency, FM 100, same radio, Foundation Radio, for a fresh edition of News Extra. Till then, I am yours, Mokun Johnny Nelson. Accept my blessed regards.